The House voted 28-11 today on one of the largest overhauls ever to Alaska's criminal justice system. It would allow some low-risk nonviolent offenders to avoid jail time. It would also establish a new pretrial service program with a goal of reducing recidivism, and it would allow those in treatment programs to receive credit for time served instead of imprisonment. Both sides of the debate displayed passion over 4 days. Anchorage Republican Representative Gabrielle Ledoux says it's time for a different approach to criminal justice. She notes nearly two-thirds of inmates re-offend within 3 years.
So it's not helping them, and it's not helping the public, because they're returning and they're committing crimes. We're not getting a good return on our investment.
But Representative Charisse Millette, another Anchorage Republican, says the bill should do more to target drug and alcohol abuse. She cited the cases of 4 local residents who died as a result of substance abuse.
People decided that they needed to drink, they needed to take drugs, they needed to do all these things and kill my constituents.
The bill draws on recommendations from the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission. They include putting in place a new system to assess the risk posed by offenders and allowing low-risk offenders to avoid jail time. Juneau Republican Kathy Munoz recalled the example of her friend Mac Colnell, who she says wasn't dangerous when he was arrested. He was attacked in jail and died. Munoz says he would have benefited from the risk assessments in the bill.
If SB 91 were in place, Mark would have had a risk assessment right after being arrested, and I'm 100% sure that he would not have been held in prison and he would be alive today.
The debate reflected the challenge of balancing the goal of lowering the number of repeat offenders with concerns raised by some victims' rights advocates and law enforcement. It's this reduction in the number of prisoners that drew the most concern from bill critics. Big Lake Republican Representative Mark Newman says reducing jail time requires more drug treatment, but the bill doesn't provide money for it.
I can't get past the fact that we're going to be letting more people out on the street and arresting less people unless there's money for treatment.
While bill supporters say their primary goal is to reduce crime, they also point to the potential for savings. Without reducing the number of prisoners, the state will likely have to build another prison. The House and Senate will likely form a conference committee to resolve their different versions of the bill.